This is called Me, My Heart, and the Moon.
Jesus loves him, but the rest of us think he's a putz. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
I lay awake in my bed underneath the window, me and the moon talking quietly in my room about the sun and the stars trying to make sense of our roles being a moon and a lonely little girl. Well, there just then I heard a hearty heart knocking sound an awful lot like it was coming from the inside, pounding I could hear in my head. That's when I said almost in a shout, what do you want now?
You know, when someone can sound that good live, there's a problem. Amber McLean is really an undiscovered gem in a sea of music mediocrity. Her lyrics are dripped with tales of love, loss, and struggle. She sings the kind of songs that make you remember lost loves and abandoned dreams. A regular on the Canadian music festival circuit, she's played a whole bunch of different festivals. Festicles? There's a first. Festicle. There's so many jokes there. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, you might remember her from being a national finalist in CBC's Searchlight, the hunt for Canada's best new artist. AmberMcLean.com, A-M-B-R-E, is who we have live in the studio. But so much more. But wait, there's more. She's also joined by her very good friend, Preetam Sengupta, and they together have formed a wee little band called Crash Bamboo. I don't know why I'm talking like that. And then they have brought some other friends with them named Ash and Bloom. I realize those two rhyme. We could have some fun with that as well. Let's start today's proceedings with Amber McLean. Hi, Amber McLean.
Hi, how are you?
So lovely to see you. Let's talk first of all about your great gig tonight in Orangeville.
I've never played there. I'm pretty excited to be there. Barley Vine Rail Company.
You've otherwise, for the locals, known as the old train station.
Is the old train station. Or the BVR, I've heard, too. Yep. Or the Beavers, the kids are calling it.
Yeah, the kids are calling it that.
Right. Yep. Actually, a friend of mine, Gina, is one of the owners. Mm-hmm. So she contacted me about a month ago and asked me if I would come and play, and I said yes.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
I hesitate to let people know when I'm at things, because sometimes
they rush.
Weirdos right. show up.
Yeah.
I'm just telling
your
you.
Fans.
Weirdos show up. But I will be there tonight. And if you're not a weirdo, please come. If you are a weirdo, you can come. Just don't talk to me. Have you made lots of money yet?
Today?
This is why I decided. You're actually the reason I decided to take the last half hour of the show, which I'd been featuring live musicians, and turn it into an hour. Because I'm so frustrated by the amount of talent that is out there and the lack of exposure that's out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't have the biggest show in the world. I'd like to arm wrestle Gian Gomeshi someday. But if I can do what I can for you, then that's why I'm here.
Thanks, my friend. I appreciate that.
All right, enough of that. Get to work. What are you going to do?
This is a song called I Can Tell.
Another you, me, where I'm feeling better than the best I've ever been, and I can tell that we are gonna fall in love. Oh, I can tell. Ooh. can tell that we are gonna fall in love. Ooh, I can tell we are gonna fall in love. Ooh, I can tell.
Fantastic. So glad you're back. Amber McLean on the Drew Marshall Show. Oh, I'm all just tingly right now. If you want to see one of the coolest songs that Amber has ever done, then you want to go to her website, ambermclean.com, and it's A-M-B-R-E. By the way, have you bought A-M-B-E-R? Can you buy that one?
Oh, not anymore. My dad actually was going to buy it for me 10 years ago for my birthday, and I was like, no, 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 don't bother. So somebody else bought the .com and now wants to charge me like
$45,000
to buy
it. Yeah, that's just silly.
I know, it's ridiculous.
But if you go to that website and go down a wee bit, you will see a YouTube video of Amber singing that song with the crazy loop machine. Starts off with the tambourine. What's the name of the song?
Jumpstart.
Jumpstart. Oh, that just reveals a side to you that everybody needs to see.
Aww.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know
what
that is.
No.
Why not here?
Why did you start so late in life? Because, you know, you're not sort of a 16-year-old, you know, Britney thing.
You know,
thank
what?
God.
I started quite early, but I had to take off. This is kind of my second run at making this a career. I had a decade of really bad luck. I had two fairly significant accidents. Hit by a car, broke my hand. So it's still not right, but it's good enough. And then actually right after that, I signed a record deal, and I was working part-time at a restaurant for a friend, and I fell down some stairs, and I broke my leg, and I lost the record contract and almost my house. And so it was 10 years before my body decided to stop breaking.
You should have moved to Nashville and wrote country.
I'm going now. I'm going tomorrow.
Oh, you're really going tomorrow?
I'm actually going to Nashville tomorrow, yeah.
That was just weird.
I know.
Why are you going to Nashville?
I'm curious. I have a
show. Not been before?
I've never been. No, I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I have so many places I want you to go to.
Okay, text me. Let me know.
Especially eating.
Eating places.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. I will spend half of my day eating, and the rest of the time I will spend playing music.
Yeah. I'm so thrilled. Yeah. And I'm also very, very stoked about this very organic endeavor with you and Preetam.
Me too.
Who found who?
How
did you discover each other? Preetam?
How did we find each other? I mean, we've known of each other for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
We were at a conference a few years ago in Ottawa and just met outside the elevator.
The elevator.
And had like a two-hour conversation and
standing
basically became
that's
great
just
friends.
Nice.
And then a couple years later at the same conference, I was asked to showcase, and I had called Amber to see if she could sing with me, and she said yes. And then a few weeks after that, she said, do you want to just do a whole project together?
Mm-hmm.
Like being in a band?
Said, a band?
Well, like a duo.
I'm in a band.
Like, I want to be in a duo. I want to be in a band. And that's where the band was born.
Nice. Nice. Love the name Crash Bamboo. Is it racist?
Yes, of course.
It's radio. People have no idea what I'm talking about. But let me just go with Preetam Sengupta is what we're talking about here. The Paul Simon of, where are you from again? Guelph.
Yeah, Guelph now, yeah. By way of Sarnia.
You see, I love people and things that go against type. You know, you have this ethnicity that doesn't equate in people's minds with the style that you have, mm-hmm. with the thing that you do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
No, but I love it. It's just a beautiful, perplexing miracle.
Thank you.
Wow. My high. What is going on?
Love that.
Okay, I will shut up now, and maybe you guys could do a wee song together. Can Crash Bamboo do a little something right now?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Good. Well, to perform their first time as officially Crash Bamboo here on the Drew Marshall Show. And by the way, you can go to crashbamboo.com and find all things Crash Bamboo-ish. Preetam and Amber on the Drew Marshall Show. Thank you.
sun always shine on your door, love. Never fear your shadow. May you walk with the wind at your back, love, and I will follow. No, in my head I can't hold on to a moment. Believe me, it's taking a toll on the soul, hey. Maybe you felt all alone, but look in your heart, love. You see, I've been there all along to fight all your fears, dry all those tears. May you never look back with regret, love, on this time we borrowed. May the moments live on in your heart, love, for the forward sorrow. No, in my head I can't hold on to a moment. Believe me, it's taking a toll on my soul, hey. Maybe you felt all alone, but look in your heart, love. You see, I've been there all alone to fight all your fears, dry all those tears. For all your life in trying times, always count on me. Call the right to say goodnight, to pull you to your feet. I don't know where we'll go, I don't wanna look back at the road less traveled. There's no need to track all my name to roll as the film fades to black in the end. May you hide all the secrets you keep, love, in your sleep, truth safe known. May you dream about the places you go, love, always find your way home. No, in my head I can't hold on to a moment. Believe me, it's taking a toll on this old head. Maybe you felt all alone, but look in your heart, love. You see, I've been there all alone to fight all your fears, dry all those tears. May the sun always shine on your door, love. Never fear your shadow.
Folks, that's baby making music right here on the Drew Marshall Show. That is sexy. Oh, so good. So good. Yes, that's a quote. Feel free to use that anytime. That is baby making music. This is just me as an outsider. I'm not Mr. Music Industry Guy. But there are people that do harmonies, but they don't go as intricate into them.
I would agree.
Yeah. And you guys have worked on this. This has been it sounds organic, but it sounds worked on as well. You know, it's just not as simple as what I think most people do when they go to into the harmony stuff. So very well done.
It's both, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we work on it for sure, but I mean, I think our voices are so similar that they kind of work together.
Yeah.
I sing like a girl, so.
Yeah. I said that to Donovan. Remember, what's his last name again?
Donovan Woods.
He was my first guy this year to come in, and that's thanks to you guys as well. Yeah. Because you used to creep on him, didn't you, Amber?
I did. Well, I know his wife now, so it sounds okay. Weird when you say, and I'm married happily, so.
No, but when I had Donovan on the show, he said, dude, what did I say? Something like, I just love your wimpy voice. So I'm a big fan anyway of all you guys. Now listen, speaking of symbiotic chemistry and great harmonies, you've got some friends. You want to introduce them here, please, as well?
Yes.
Amber?
These are our new musical besties. This is Ash and Bloom. You are amazing. We love you. We love you. We love you. We I That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Really? That's all you're going to say?
Yeah, we don't need to say anything.
No,
once you hear them
singing,
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Come on
about.
Over, guys. We've got the biggest studio in the world, so we'll leave a little room for you. Kick out one group and bring in the next. First of all, I'm looking at the guitars, and I'm in love already. Yeah, yeah, love already. Love it, love it. Folks, these guys I saw perform the other night in Guelph, I think I owe Amber McLean a lot of money because you keep giving me gold. You just give me gold. At once naturally funny and deeply serious, which is actually a hard mix to kind of gather. Ash and Bloom deliver an honest brand of folky pop music in tight unisons and harmonies. Coming from an extended period of development in hiding, love that, this emerging duo is launching out now with stirring songs and a show to match, of course. And they're here in studio, Ash and Bloom. Ash and Bloom. Guys, tell us, first of all, how you met. Because that's important. People want to know this stuff.
Yep. So James and I both went to school together, and we actually met in, it feels a little bit embarrassing to say because it's not very cool.
Oh, wait, a choir?
We met in a choir.
I knew you were going to. As soon as you said not cool, I knew it was going to be choir.
It wasn't like a Glee type thing, but it was close.
Singing like Baroque and medieval music. So very hip.
Very.
Yeah, man. Really? Yeah, ladies, man. Ladies love Bach.
Yeah. Well, it's Radar from MASH. That was his big line. He was, Bach. Anyway, sorry, you have to watch MASH to know that. Yes?
Yeah. So we went to a small school. We went to Redeemer. So there's not a ton of musicians there. So we sang in the choir, and then we wanted to play other music. And there's just not a lot of other people to play music with. Mm. So we were kind of forced together. And we started playing jazz and then started writing our own stuff and took off from there.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
Can you show us some stuff? Can you do a song right stinking now? Are you ready?
Yes.
I think so. We brought our guitars.
Here we go, folks. For the first time on the Drew Marshall Show, Ash and Bloom.
Centuries ago, he taught that every road would share one end. You know, whatever road you choose, no matter what you think is true, we all end up dead. But grown up 20 years ago, told me I would go if I was good. With Grandma forever singing happy hymns, and the alternative was grim, I understood. But am I gonna make it? I don't know. We'll see you those gates when we find out. Oh, 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 if we stay up or get sent down. Oh, 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 if angels are recording every sin, will anybody ever make it in? If it's only saints alive. Heaven is a ghost town. Heaven is a ghost. Heaven is a ghost town. I was a fundamentalist before, and I was positively sure who's in, who's not. I saw we all have secrets that we hide, and we all notice what it's like to squirm. So are you gonna make it? I don't know. We'll see those gates when we find out. Oh, 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 oh. If we stay up or get sent down. Oh, 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 oh. If angels are recording every sin, will anybody ever make it? hidden if it's only saints allowed. Heaven is a ghost town. Heaven is a ghost town. Heaven is a ghost town.
So at this point, we'd like to invite some of our friends to join us for this last little bit. Here we go.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I gotta sit down. That was an awkward moment. Ugh. Guys, you almost brought me to tears. I hate all of you. What an absolutely brilliant sound in this room. That just worked out so well. Okay, I gotta ask you about those lyrics. First of all, Ash and Bloom live on the Drew Marshall Show. Another round of applause for the boys here. Man, did that sound good. You know, lyrically, when I first heard you perform that in Guelph last week, I think it was, I went up to you and I said, you know, that was my favorite song.
Yeah.
And yeah, anything that says something like, I used to be a fundamentalist and was all judgy pants and deciding who got in and who wasn't in kind of thing, I'm all for,
yeah.
Right? And then you mentioned that you'd gone to Redeemer. So obviously there's a God background here somewhere.
Yeah.
What's the story? Aside from the fact you look like you could be Bruxy Cavey's kid, a thinner version of Bruxy Cavey's kid. Sorry, Brux. Sorry.
I consider that a compliment.
Okay, all right.
James and I actually both grew up in churches. So we're raised Christian from a very small age. Small age?
Small
as,
age,
as,
I like
from
that.
From a small age, so zero.
Did you have small festicles, too?
Well,
that was funny! I don't care who you are, that's funny right there.
I'm just going to let that one
okay,
lie.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
No, and so we both sort of... adopted the faith as our own as we sort of got older. But yeah, definitely moved from a more judgy pants to sort of meeting people who were not like us and realizing that, you know, who gets in and who doesn't is not our call.
No. I've heard that. I've read that somewhere, actually.
Yeah. Actually, I think the person who put it best was my father that you were pointing out, Bruxy. He's not my father at all.
No, let's keep that rumor going.
Yeah, totally.
He has an illegitimate child who went to Redeemer.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. No, he said, he said, I don't think that on Judgment Day, God will be asking my advice. And yeah. That just stuck with me. I thought, that's brilliant. Because, yeah, he's not asking me who I think.
Yeah.
It's going to get in. So if it's not up to me, if it's none of my business, then maybe I shouldn't make it my business and be telling people.
Yeah, well said. Very well said.
Yeah.
Okay, I need a minute to recover from that. So we're going to take a very, very short break on our show. And here's another song from these guys, Ash and Bloom. Boy, even as I'm talking, in my ears is this sweet syrup of sincerity. Ash and Bloom. Have a listen.
Hello, rain. You pour the cold into my bones again. It's not a good time.
Well, folks, listen, we're coming to the end of our show. We certainly have appreciated you listening, if you are. I can never tell. We're thrilled to have Amber McLean here. Amber McLean and friends. And Amber is also part of a new group called Crash Bamboo. She's in a band, folks. It's her dream to be in a band. Her and Preetam. Our Crash Bamboo, and here's another song from them.
It's hard to say it all in a word. it so heavy. If I could make something to hold it all,
if I could make something to hold it all,
weave it out of all the things I know,
weave it out of all the things I know,
I'd lay it delicately in the air, let it hang. Isn't that the way it always goes? It rains, it rains, it pours, it pours. I think I sit out on my porch and watch it fall. And watch it fall. I could write it all into a song. Never would there be quite such a song. I'd sing it to you sweetly, and you'd forget that I was wrong completely. Isn't that the way it always goes? It rains, it rains, it pours, it pours. I think I sit out on my porch and watch it. Isn't that the way it always goes? It rains, it rains, it pours, it pours. I think I sit out on my porch and watch it. Isn't that the way it always goes? It rains, it rains, it pours, it pours. I think I sit out on my porch and watch it fall.
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 Watch it fall.
You know, it's the kind of music you don't want to applaud afterwards, because this is all this stuff sounds like cheesy platitudes, and to be quite honest, that's what I'm going for. But it just transports me. I just feel so. Anyway, thanks for your song. Good song. Okay, this is what you're doing to me. Usually, I can use words. Tonight, when you play in Orangeville,
yes,
at Barley Vine,
the BVR.
Will you be singing all originals, or will you be covering?
I will be covering some.
Okay, because bars, you know, they want you to cover.
I usually
have to do Brown Eyed Girl at least six times.
I might learn that one.
Yeah, okay.
On the way home.
Uh-huh.
I tend to play a lot of originals, and nobody ever complains, so
right.
I just do it.
Okay. Is it hard playing to a crowd of drinking people who aren't paying attention sometimes, or they're only paying attention subconsciously, is what I'm trying to say?
You wait till you come tonight. It's a bit of a different Amber show, so you'll see.
Will you be clothed?
I've played in so many different kinds of rooms that I tend to be able to walk into a room and just
assess it.
Scan the room and see what's going on, and sometimes those are a little rowdier, so it depends.
Can you give me an example of a cover song that you may do tonight? Just like a few lines of something?
Ooh, you're no good heartbreaker. You're a liar and you're a cheat. I don't know why I let you do these things to me.
Okay, you're slaying me here. First of all, was that dedicated to me?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I am so looking forward to tonight. So looking forward to tonight. As a matter of fact, I will drink less so I can pay attention more.
And I will drink more so I can pay attention less.
Amber, so good to have you here.
Too.
And
I
just want everybody to follow Amber McLean on Facebook and Twitter and their and buy stuff. Buy the stupid CD, will you?
Buy the stupid CD.
Thank you. Thank what a gem. You. Let's get the boys back in here again,
here.
Please. Ash and Bloom, come on back. You got a chance to do one more little tune here on the Drew Marshall Show. I love saying my name. I fell in love years ago with a duet, a couple of guys called Hemingway Corner. And you need to do some research on these guys because you have similar flavors. You're not the same. And the whole thing in the music industry is weird. We want to be ourselves. Why do you compare us with, you know, Hillsong? Sorry, just kidding.
Do a Hillsong?
No! Jump it!
Yeah!
Shut up, Tim. Anyway, I just find that your approach to your songs is very similar to these guys.
Cool.
Two festicular guys who wrote for Sony. They were studio guys for Sony, and they finally put them together, and they just made magic. Man on a Mission was their big song a number of years ago in the 80s. Okay, tell us about this song before I should have had you do that with the last song, because the setup for that song would have been cool.
Yeah. Well, this one, James and I both have done a lot of songwriting. We had to write a lot for the album we're putting out. That was the development and hiding thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you sit down to write because you're supposed to sit down to write. And sometimes you sit down to write and you have all this inspiration. But inspiration is kind of this, feels like this magical thing that comes and goes and you don't get to choose when it happens. But the moments when it does as a songwriter just feel like bread from heaven. Like it feels like this magical thing.
So Manna.
So we thought we'd write a song called Manna.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. yeah. So the song is called Manna for My Soul.
Oh, whoa. Heart's beating harder. Down the steps through the courtyard. Minds are meeting, my mind is leaving. Moving to the rhythm of the stops and starts. Feel the sparking, small talk and barking. Birds and bicycles and passing cars. Every tune starts with a whisper, turning the bustle into beats and bars. It's manna for my soul, manna for my soul. Whoa. It's water from the well, a pocket full of gold. Whoa. It's manna for my soul, manna for my soul. Whoa.
Fantastic. Well done, guys. Ash and Bloom on the Drew Marshall Show. Fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Can't say enough today about the harmonies for both you guys, whether it be Crash Bamboo or Ash and Bloom. By the way, there's a lot of rhyming going on here. Crash Bamboo, Ash and Bloom, You guys should write a song about that. Amber McLean and Friends is who you've just heard. Guys, yeah, we need to have you back without those two sometime, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Would that be all right? Yeah, here's the website. It's pretty simple. Crashbamboo.com and ashandbloom.com. If you don't know how to spell those, you don't deserve to listen to their music. Amber McLean is R-E. Amber McLean. Amber, the cool thing about Amber, see, this is radio, so you wouldn't have noticed this. When you guys are playing, Amber celebrates you. Like,
oh, yeah.
She is just cheering. She is giddy about the fact you guys are rocking it.
If we could afford it, we would bring her to every show.
Oh!
She would just show up and play her living room.
She's great.
Of course, we've got to talk about the shyest one in the room, the stereotypical Canadian, which is ironic, the fact that the guy self-deflects more than someone in therapy. Dude. You were just sitting back there going, hey, it's all about them, it's all about them, and that's all there is. Preetam Sengupta, I am privileged to know you, dude. I love your humility. It makes me look less. I don't even know what that means. It's been a privilege to have all of you here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anyway, that was our show today. Have a listen to Mr. Martin Joseph, one of our all-time favorites, singing one of our all-time favorite songs. We close our show with it almost each and every week, Liberal Backslider. Yes, that explains my life.
No matter how you try, well, the good things they're forgotten if a bad thing comes around. Now all these stones are flying, they're gonna knock me to the ground. I am a liberal backslider, sliding about 10 years. People ask me how I'm doing, and I come from all their fears. I'm swearing like a trooper, and I'm drinking like a bomb. I'm a liberal backslider, and it sure is a lot of fun.